Welcome, Eastern Sierra. I'm Jesse Steele with Eastern Sierra Now, and this is your local news update for Wednesday, May 6th. Today is National Beverage Day, so whether you're starting the morning with coffee, tea, water, or something you probably shouldn't be drinking before 7 a.m., we're glad you're here with us. And a special shout out today as well to our nurses for National Nurses Day. Thank you for everything you do to keep our communities healthy and cared for. Let's get into some news. California State Parks Foundation released the results of the second annual Best of California State Parks poll. This poll highlights state parks beloved for hiking, camping, spectacular views, wildflowers, family-friendly adventures, and more. This year's winners and honorable mentions include parks stretch across 24 counties in California. It includes a wide range of parks, including urban, desert, coastal, woodland, and historic parks, highlighting the diversity of the system. Bodie State Historic Park was the winner of Best State Park for Learning About History. Honorable mentions went to Jack London State Historic Park in Sonoma County and Indian Grinding Rock State Historic Park in Amador County. The California State Park system includes 280 state parks and growing, over 340 miles of coastline, 970 miles of lake and river frontage, 15,000 campsites, 5,200 miles of trails, and more than 3,000 historic buildings, and more than 11,000 known prehistoric and historic archaeological sites. These places represent the incredible diversity of experiences we can find in our state parks, from exploring the coast to learning about our history, said Rachel Norton, Executive Director of California State Parks Foundation. We hope Californians will use the Best of California State Parks poll results to get inspired to get outdoors with family and friends. Congressman Kevin Kiley has secured more than $4.5 million for key projects across California's 3rd District. Money included in the Agricultural Appropriations Funding Bill that passed through the House Appropriations Committee last week. These investments reflect our commitment to improving and strengthening our rural communities across the 3rd District, said Congressman Kiley. Each of these projects, including improving aging infrastructure, providing fire protection, and forest management, represent a meaningful use of taxpayer dollars. Included in the bill was funding for the Sunny Slopes Fire Station in Mono County. Nearly $1.2 million will be used to provide critical fire protection and emergency response services to residents in an area that currently lacks nearby coverage. It will also protect critical water infrastructure operated by the Los Angeles Department of Water and Power, including the Crowley Lake Reservoir and Long Valley Dam. Mono County thanks Congressman Kiley for his steadfast support of this critical project. The Sunny Slopes Fire Station will provide emergency responses services to residents throughout the Sunny Slopes, Tom's Place, and Crowley Lake communities where no fire station currently exists, said Jennifer Kreitz, chair of the Mono County Board of Supervisors. It will also protect the Crowley Lake Reservoir, Long Valley Dam, and statewide water resources they support. The Mono County Board of Supervisors is proud to see this project included in the U.S. Department of Agriculture spending bill and deeply grateful for Congressman Kiley's leadership in making it happen. We urge our senators and the U.S. Senate to pass a spending bill that includes this project. Bishop Mule Day celebration is right around the corner. This May 19 through 24, the countdown is on for 6 unforgettable days of mule shows, entertainment, Western tradition, and family fun. New this year is the red carpet buckle ceremony. Join the crowd in the main arena 30 minutes after the Sunday afternoon show. All Bishop Mule Day's World Division and Reserve Champions and all-around World and Reserve Champions will be presented on the COSO stage. The ceremony is free to all to attend, and all are welcome to come and join the fun with this new tradition. All happening this year, Ranch America, now in its 4th season on the Outdoor Channel, will be filming right here. Host River Class, a rancher and restaurateur from Calaveras County, will be stepping into the arena and competing in Friday shows aboard one of the legendary Lane Ranch mules. Longtime Mule Days supporter since 1970, Ranch America shines a spotlight on the real stories of ranchers, cowboys, working animals, and the landscapes that define the American West, and now Mule Days gets to be part of that story. If you're in the stands Friday, don't be surprised if you see cameras rolling. You might just be part of the show. And Mule Days is more than an event. It's a tradition where a town becomes a team. The team is made up of hundreds of volunteers who bring the magic to life each year. From the arena to behind the scenes, every role helps create something unforgettable. No experience needed, just a great attitude and willingness to be part of something bigger than yourself. This is your chance to connect, give back, and be part of a true Bishop tradition. Volunteer forms are available at muledays.org. You'll be joined by yours truly. I'm one of the voices of the parade, and it is always an honor to be a part of the team. So yeah, get out there, give it a go. MuleDays.org. You won't regret it.
Are you planning a trip? Well, it should feel exciting, not overwhelming, right? That's where Hannah Fortney comes in. Hannah is a Fora certified travel advisor, also Disney certified travel advisor, who takes the stress out of travel planning and replaces it with confidence, clarity, and adventure. From weekend getaways to once-in-a-lifetime trips, every detail is thoughtfully planned, from Death Valley to Hawaii and destinations far beyond. Hannah can help you get wherever you're dreaming of going. So all you have to do is enjoy the journey. Because with Hannah Fortney, your trip is mapped for you, mapped for adventure. You ready to start planning? Email Hannah Fortney at hannah.fortney, F-O-R-T-N-E-Y, at fora, F-O-R-A, .travel. Your next adventure, it's already on the map. And trust me, I'm not just advertising the thing. I use her constantly. She flies me halfway across the country for $100. Trust me, you need to work with Hannah. You will thank me all day long. Go check it out. I can't quote that $100, by the way. That just happens to be where I'm going. You might be going somewhere that's way more than $100. Don't quote me on that.
The Bishop High School JV Mathletes had a very successful year, placing first in the league standings with a total of 116 points. Five out of the top 10 Mathletes in the league are on the Bishop team, a list that includes Banyan Fulkerson, Talika Deb, Eddie Chavez, Liam Livingston, and Santi Lopez. The final Mathletes meet hosted by Desert was a tie at 20 points between Bishop and Silver Valley High School. Home team Desert netted 14 points. Every Mathlete did very well, but Eddie Chavez stood out with an impressive 7 points and was rewarded with an individual ribbon. Allie Rainville, Talika Deb, and Brady Johnson also received ribbons. This is an impressive JV Mathletes team, said coach Didi Buchholz. Getting first in the league, well, it's simply outstanding. The season is over, but the team is just getting started. You want to test your own math skills? Try one of the problems from the desert meet. You ready? A zoo has zebras and ostriches, which together have a total of 78 legs and 54 eyes. How many ostriches are in the zoo? Don't ask me. But hey, if you got an answer and you're watching us on social media, leave it down below. I want to see what people come up with and how they came up with it, because I don't have any idea, and I'm not going to ask ChatGPT. So Fishmas is officially underway across the Eastern Sierra. The regular fishing season opened Saturday, April 25th, and local waters are expected to see plenty of anglers as the season gets rolling. Amid all the excitement, take special care this year to protect our pristine lakes and streams by educating yourself on the potential threats posed by the golden mussel and the precautions you can take to help keep these invasive species out of our lakes and waterways. New ordinances in Inyo and Mono counties require inspections before launching any trailered watercraft, including boats and jet skis, into any body of water. Trailered watercraft must stop at watercraft inspection and decontamination stations and receive an Eastern Sierra Mussel sticker before launching. I used to have an Eastern Sierra Mussel shirt. Okay, bad joke. Launching without an inspection may result in fines, misdemeanor charges, and or boat impoundment. For inspection station locations and hours, visit EasternSierraWID.com. So yes, the fish are calling, but before you answer, make sure the boat is clean, inspected, and up to code. The trout may not check your sticker, but the people protecting the waterways, well, they certainly will. And they definitely would stop me from wearing my Eastern Sierra Mussel shirt, I'll tell you that. Caltrans opened State Route 108 Sonora Pass from winter closure last week. This follows the week of snow removal by Caltrans maintenance crews from Sonora Junction in District 9 and Long Barn in District 10. On State Route 108, maintenance teams encountered snow as deep as 10 feet on the highway, along with downed trees and debris as they worked hard towards the summit of the pass. The opening marks the earliest that State Route 108 has been opened in the past 5 years. With snowstorms forecasted in the upcoming weeks, Caltrans may close the roadway in case of inclement weather to protect the traveling public. Only one Caltrans District 9 highway, State Route 203 at Mammoth Mountain, remains in a winter closure. Snow removal on that highway has already started. Both State Route 120 West and State Route 168 West opened from winter closure earlier last month. To assist in planning your commute, view live traffic conditions using Caltrans Quick Map online or download the Quick Map app to your iOS or Android device. Or hey, get the Eastern Sierra Now mobile app. We have it all on there too. Oh, and some road closure reminders from LADWP. North Landing Road, north of Crowley Lake Reservoir, remains closed to vehicles due to high lake levels. LADWP will not be reopening the gate after the Greater Sage-Grouse closure this year. At this time, like in previous years, the lake levels are too high and have been deemed unsafe for vehicles. The closure will be lifted once lake levels drop. As of March 2026, Ross and Canal Road and Bishop will be closed for an estimated 3 to 6 months to address needed emergency repairs for a new, more resilient culvert crossing to improve public safety and access. The closure extends from East Lyon Street at the northern end to just north of Buckley Pond No. 1. During this period, additional signage will be installed to direct motorists and pedestrians to alternate routes and access points. For everyone's safety, all vehicle and pedestrian access is prohibited during this period. Please follow posted signs and respect any gate closures in place. Crews are working as quickly and safely as possible to complete the needed repairs. On Eastern Sierra Now's Just a Minute election coverage program, we sat down with Judge Stephen M. Place, incumbent for Inyo County Superior Court judge. We also asked Judge Place, hey, how do you approach a situation where you've had to reflect on or learn from a difficult decision? Here's what Judge Place had to say.
So with regard to difficult decisions, I mean, that is basically the job. That is the nature of the job. And when I reflect on difficult decisions, I guess I want to make sure that I was prepared for the court case or the hearing, knowing the facts and the law that applied. I want to make sure that when I look back, I was focused throughout the process because interesting things and unusual things and things you're not expecting happen all the time. You can't prejudge a case. And then looking back, I want to make sure that I was diligent in getting a ruling out in a timely way. So I want to make sure when I reflect on a difficult decision, I've done everything I can to make a good decision. Having said that, I probably leave work every day thinking about what I could do differently, what I could do better. So reflection, I think, also is an understanding that there's always room for improvement.
Let's get to some sports, shall we? Bronco varsity baseball and varsity softball hosted Desert yesterday. Baseball came away with the win on senior night, beating Desert 12-2 in six innings with a home run from senior Will Kemp, a stand-up triple from senior Ruben Nicholson, and a walk-off sacrifice fly from junior Daxon Svicina. Defensively, sophomore Charlie Butler got the start and pitched four innings and allowed one run on four hits with nine strikeouts and one walk. Ben Kemp pitched two innings and allowed one run on three hits with five strikeouts. Offensively for the Broncos, Aiden Frechette was 3-for-3 with two runs batted in. Elliot Duda was 3-for-4 with two runs batted in, two stolen bases and two runs. Will Kemp was 2-for-3 with a home run, three runs batted in, a sacrifice fly, and two runs. Ruben Nicholson was 1-for-3 with a triple, one walk and two runs. Mike Trejo was 1-for-2 with a double and one run. Charlie Butler was 1-for-3, one run batted in. Ben Kemp was 1-for-1 with one run. Messi Trejo was 1-for-1 with a triple, one walk, one stolen base, and two runs. Richie Talavera, he was 1-for-1 run batted in, two stolen bases, one sacrifice fly, three stolen bases, and two runs. Nice job. Daxon Svicina was 0-for-0 with one run batted in on a walk-off sacrifice fly. Softball also had a big win against Desert, finishing 19-0. Bishop put numbers on the board fast and early with four runs in the first inning, six in the second, three in the third, and another six in the fourth. Good job, ladies. Coming up for the Broncos, track competes in HDL finals at Whitmore in Mammoth today with a 2 p.m. start time. And on Friday, May 8th, JV and varsity baseball and varsity softball are on the road to Cal City. First pitch, 3:15 p.m. Hey, let's check out our community calendar. Mammoth Restaurant Week continues all week through May 9th. The inaugural celebration will offer exclusive specials and unique menu offerings across town. Participating businesses and a map guide can be viewed at visitmammoth.com. In Bishop on Thursday, the Bishop Fire Protection District Commission will hold a meeting at the City Council Chambers at 2 p.m. The public is encouraged to participate or observe this meeting by attending in person or watching live at cityofbishop.com, and there'll be an opportunity for public comment. The weekly farm-to-table market presented by Eastern Sierra Farm Fresh returns to the Bishop United Methodist Church from 4 to 7 p.m. on Thursday. As always, the event is free to everyone and offers produce, local makers, live music, and more. Also, Thursday evening in Bishop, a hedgerow and native plant pollinator workshop will be offered at the Cultural Center Garden next to the Owens Valley Paiute Shoshone Cultural Center from 5 to 7 p.m. The free workshop will focus on sustainable, productive, and pollinator-friendly gardening, and all levels from novice to master gardener are welcome. Crowley Fish Foundation is hosting an outing for Mammoth Kids ages 10 to 18 at the Crowley Lake Marina on Saturday from 8 to 11:30 a.m. The event's free, but space is limited, and all participants need a liability release form signed by a parent or a guardian. Contact the foundation for more info. Also on Saturday morning, Eastern Sierra Land Trust is leading a birdwatching excursion at Black Lake Preserve north of Benton from 8 to 11:30 a.m. The trip is free, and binoculars and birding guides will be provided. All birding levels are welcome, and kids are encouraged to attend. And looking ahead, Bishop Union High School Bronco Athletics will be hosting a signing day to recognize college-bound student athletes. The celebration will take place Wednesday, May 13th at 6:30 p.m. in the BUHS Auditorium. That's your Eastern Sierra Now news update for Wednesday, May 6th. Thanks so much for listening. You can catch Eastern Sierra Now news on KIBS KBOV every weekday at 7 a.m., noon, and 5 p.m. And if you want local news any other time of the day, head to easternsierranow.com. Download the Eastern Sierra Now mobile app, follow us on social media for up-to-the-minute local coverage and updates, and like and subscribe on YouTube for video, news, interviews, and entertainment, and shows like Just a Minute. I'm Jesse Steele with Eastern Sierra Now. Have a great day. Enjoy your favorite beverage responsibly, and remember, if your coffee needs coffee, it might be time for a nap. Have a good one.